Perhaps you will consider this.
Struggling to stay afloat for so long. Let go. Just let go. Let the lake take you.
Walter.
Yeah?
One second. I heard from BWE.
Oh, that's never good.
Yeah, you're not gonna like this. They've gotten pressure from Alex Canby's lawyers.
I guess we saw that coming.
And they've asked us, well, demanded, that we keep his name out of the stories.
So it's basically a gag order.
They've got a guy down there looking for Jerry to try to limit the damage.
I've heard. A private investigator. You know, Jerry's not the kind of guy who's gonna go quietly. Have you had any luck contacting him?
We found his hotel, but he's still not answering phone calls. We can only hope that their guy can persuade him to back off. But in the meantime...
I got it. Drop the Westfield story. This is bullshit, you know. I'd be more angry about this if we didn't already have our hands full trying to find a man at the moment. Look, Mike, I gotta run.
Keep me posted.
Yeah, call you as soon as I find something.
Here, I want to show you something. I based it on soundproof motorcycle helmets, but I jury-rigged some extra density. Should minimize the sound of the rocks.
All right, let's head down to the lake. We're getting a late start, but maybe that'll help us move undetected.
Standing!
What are you doing here?
I have to talk to you.
Edward Giddens, I take it.
Harley and Frederick, they're gone. They took my dinghy out to the island.
Damn it.
If Edward finds them, sure. You gotta help me! My boys!
Alright. Let's go finish this thing.
We'll take my car. Get in.
Making this safe, Gilberto. By the time you hear it, this will all be resolved. One way or another. The security guys are gone now. Finally. So, I'm getting in close. There's one window that's cracked open, just a little. And I hear someone talking in there.
Woods outside of my home. And now you come riding up on your motorcycle right to my door. Jerry Rivers. The Ravager! Well, maybe you'd like to tell me, Mr. Rivers, why you've been snooping around my property.
Maybe you'd like to tell your gorilla to holster his gun. I came here to talk.
Did you?
Why don't you tell me what you think is going on, Mr. Rivers?
Whoa, his eyes are crazy. They're pale blue, no pupils, and they're bulging way out.
All I know is I got some of that blue crap in your pond on my hands, and things got weird fast. I think you know what I mean.
Ah, you're referring to this.
Oh, what the hell? What is that stuff?
It's harmless, and it's good for the eyes.
Yeah, I couldn't help noticing. Some kind of toxic waste?
Do you know of a toxin that gives you multidimensional sight? I can see right through this world, and into... a parallel reality. One that is, in fact, right here, all around us. But it's hidden to those without this substance.
All right, leaving aside why you would want to do that, where did you get it?
Interesting story, actually. A while ago, I became aware of a sort of incursion into my thoughts. Someone else was able to control my motor functions, making me say things.
That weird moment on your game show when you started rambling about people dying? Yeah, I remember.
Oh, that was just the beginning. I discovered that this outside influence was also able to show me things. Just a little bit at first, like strange vistas that were alien. But eventually, I saw everything they saw. Everything they have ever seen. They called themselves the Gathrona. And they showed me their symbiotes.
Their what?
A symbiote is a creature that has a mutually beneficial relationship with another species. But it's better if I show you. Felicia, show us what's behind door number one. I mean, Felicia's not here. So, William, the door.
Oh my god.
Whoa! Shit! What is that?
They're called Tromina. They're not the friendliest invasive species I've ever seen, but I've given this one what it needs. Of course, I do have to keep it behind reinforced walls just in case.
Holy Christ!
Well, these big hulking monsters also happen to be necessary to sustaining the lives of the Gathrona. In turn, they're provided with warmth, which is much more important, of course, on their homeworld than it is here.
Homeworld?
They traveled here on a meteor quite a long time ago. Well, technically their genetic code traveled here, but that's not important. Your radio associates, Walston and Stedding, are closer to the real story than they realize. What you stumbled upon is my attempt to help the Gathrona by farming their symbiotes, the Tromina.
You farm these things?
Yes, I do. It's not easy. It's a long process involving those rocks up there on the pedestals, that and human children.
What?
Yes, I know. I wish there was another way to do this, but see, the Gathrona offered me so much in return. Well, I couldn't say no.
All right, I've heard enough of this. There's no way I...
Put him in here.
Get off of me!
You'll be okay, as long as you stay out of his reach. What is it, Beals?
I managed to persuade BWE, the radio station's parent company, to pull all his radio show segments about you. But if he disappears now, this is the first place they'll look.
He's not going to disappear. Just change his allegiance.
Oh God, Gilberto. I don't know what to do. They locked him in that room with that monster.
Captain, please reconsider this course of action. You'll die in that storm.
It's now or never. If we wait, the ice floe will harden and we'll be trapped.
I did not want it to come to this, sir, but you leave me no choice. Captain Paterson, on the grounds of mental incompetence, I hereby relieve you of command.
Very well. Greaves, you have the ship. Load a boat, shipkeeper!
Greaves, take him into custody. For his own good.
Maybe the storm is when he needs to wake him up from his nightmare. All right, all of you back! The captain is gone and I'm in charge. Once the storm passes, we'll kitch ourselves out of this calm. Now finish preparations. Get to it! Damn you! Get moving, I say! Mr. Unthank, you're the source of this insubordination. Get to work now, or I'll throw you in the brig!
Who is it that belongs in the brig, crewman?
Greaves! Greaves! Allow me to see that.
Throw him in the brig!
Damn you all! Body and soul!
Take us
away! Rigging and blocks! We'll see how long you all survive without me! I'll see you hanged, Bookman!
I think not, Mr. Greaves.
You have my word that your needs will be attended to, Greaves. Though you are a duplicitous, sadistic blackguard, you'll get your share of the food. Such that there is any.
He's injured. Let me treat him now, that I may never have to be in his company again.
And what of you, Doctor? How long would you last amongst these men if I told your little secret?
Perhaps you need the tourniquet around your neck instead?
I'm not inclined to believe anything this blackguard says. But is there something we should know, Doctor?
Oh, damn right there is.
I've come to believe that it matters little. And I trust the two of you. You see, gentlemen, I'm a woman.
Bon Dieu dans le ciel. Où est causé?
But I think we all know that my position as a doctor on this vessel is now more critical than ever.
Indeed. You have earned it, friend.
I think it's safe to say that this is the least of our worries.
Men, and we'll outrun the frozen eternity! Behind us! Listen! The ice advances! Pull!
Captain, the skies up ahead are black!
That are black skies and raging wind and frozen in a deathly calm!
I think we had best gather the crew on deck and consider our options.
Perhaps Greaves is right about one thing. Caging may be our only way out.
If there's another way, we'll... Daniel! It's happening! Again!
What's wrong, crewman?
They have returned.
Who?
In the corner, the demon!
Demon? To what demon do you refer, Mr. Unthank?
Watch out! It's above you!
No. This time, I welcome it, Thomas.
I was unaware, as I anchored with him, that such dramatic events were underway at that moment. But I immediately sensed something different from him. He was aware of my presence, and was full of some intention. A singular thought, that of a broad white fabric that was filled by something unseen until it was stretched to its limit. The sound of the sea passing by rapidly. He focused his thoughts on the force that moved the fabric. It was this force that we had calmed, that we had subdued when we first ventured above the surface. Wind was the word in his mind. He was showing me that these very forces of chaos were necessary to propel the vessel through the water. In calming the winds, we had unknowingly imperiled the humans. But this day was the beginning of a connection with your kind that we had never dreamed would be possible. I am showing you this, my anchor. So many years after the events on that ship, lost in the sea, in the hope that you might understand us.
Yes. I see it all so clearly. I had to come back to find you.
Here on this lake, you will see that some of us are not the demons you once thought us to be. We are life givers.
Thank you for listening to Season 2 of Under Dead Water. We've been overwhelmed with the response to this season, and we want you to know we really appreciate all the thoughts you've sent our way. Please don't stop. We love to hear from you. Reach out to us via email at info@mandiblejudy.com. Season 3 is in the works, and will launch in the fall. But in the meantime, we've got a mini-series that we're working on for the summer, and we'll be uploading new bonus Motherlode editions and Judy Audio Wiki content for our Patreon and Supercast supporters. So please sign up now and pledge as little as $1 per episode for this content and more at patreon.com/mandiblejudy and mandiblejudy.supercast.com. Our cast this week was Aaron Lillis, Amanda Goodman, Clayton Romero, Chris Burke, Mike Hall, Stephanie Booker, Matthew Bird, Matthew Robertson, Bonnie Bogovich, Graham Rowett, Ty Anderson, Emmanuel Elpinord, David Steele, and Brandon Duke. Sound design was by Chris Burke and Clayton Romero. Music is by Glomag. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. And check out the show notes for more. See you soon.